It is 12:34. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And I am so excited because Sylvia Fowles is getting the call to the Hall next summer. Yes, baby, our Lynx are getting their due. We didn't get that championship. We got robbed. That's something I'll be talking about later in the show. But we got ourselves a Hall of Famer. How did this all take place? How did this voting go down? I got to get the scoop from my man, Uncle Charles Hallman, broadcasting Hall of Famer, sports writer, Hall of Famer. This man does not know how to retire. Listen, Uncle Charles, I'm going to tell you for the 511th time, when you go to the Hall of Fame for your craft, that means it's time to sit down. You just writing and storying and stuff coming out of everywhere. I said, this man not know he is a Hall of Famer. Hall of Famers are supposed to sit down somewhere. Hall of Famers are not supposed to be still working.
That memo got lost. I didn't get that
You know where it's lost? It's lost in your email because you're still doing stories and emailing people and setting up interviews. That's why it's lost, because your email box is full.
That's the problem. I need to go home now. And I'm not home now. I'm at Hamlin University watching one of my former players play this afternoon.
See, still work, still working, still working. Uncle Charles, thank you for being on the Shaletta Show. Sylvia is going to the Hall next summer. Tell me how all this works for WNBA players, because I know about the guys and I know about the NFL Hall of Fame. I'm in Ohio right now, not too far from Canton, so I might take a trip over there and check everything out. But how does it work for WNBA players to get into the Hall of Fame?
Well, actually, it's just the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, so it doesn't just concentrate on pros; it concentrates on your body of work. So, from college to, you know, to pro, international, you could be a coach, you could be a player, you could be a contributor, those type of things. We all knew Sylvia was going to get in; it was just a matter of time. She shown her body of work as a college player and as a professional, that it was just a matter of time. So we pretty much expected after Simone went in last year that she would be the next person coming in. Only one is still waiting for was Rebecca. She's in the eyes of those starters that won championships for the Lynx would all go in. So right now we're still waiting for Rebecca, but it's well-deserved. Sylvia has earned it, and it wasn't a question of if she's going to get in. The question was when. And so when Simone went in last year, we just knew that it was going to go in this year.
Okay, it sounds like Uncle Charles is working on something there. He is watching one of his former players step out to chat with us here on the Shaletta Show. And it sounds like security was called. Apparently, the security guard does not know Charles Hallman is a Hall of Fame sports writer and commentator. And so there sounds like they're trying to figure out if he is in a restricted area. I hope and pray I did not get Uncle Charles Hallman in too much trouble. But it is amazing that our female athletes, especially our Lady Lynx, are getting the well-due honors that they deserve. And I'm so excited to see Fowles go into the Hall of Fame next summer. I can't wait to see Charles's reporting on that. It is going to be fantastic. And you know what it also does is it shows our young female athletes what the end of the thing looks like. You know, for me, you know, a lot of times I and a lot of us who are my age and a little bit older, we were the first, right? I was the first person in my family to graduate from college. I was the first business owner in my family. And so I didn't really have anybody to look at and say, that's what the end of the thing is supposed to look like. This is the culmination of, you know, all of my hard work. This is, you know, how it's supposed to end, right? And for our female lady polars over at North High School and so many others, they can look at this and say, this is what it looks like. This is what I'm working so hard for. You know, it's not just the hamster wheel or, you know, I'm just running and running and running on a treadmill, but there's a destination to this thing. And so, Uncle Charles, I'm just glad, for the example that she is going to set for the young ladies who are looking up to her, who see her as a role model, as an example, that this is how it ends. This is what it looks like when you give it all and you do your best. You get to go to the Hall of Fame.
And if you find somebody that's better in terms of a role model, I can't think of anybody. Sweet Sil got that nickname, honestly. She is such a sweet person, and she's very giving from bottom to top. So there's nobody you can look at, and nobody more deserving right now is her. And she takes all the flowers. She takes the flower show in the shop, and she takes the truck. She takes everything. I'm looking forward to covering her induction next year. I don't want to go to Tennessee, to be honest with you. I'm trying to get out of these red states, but I'll make an exception on Sylvia's case. On Sylvia's
Now you know you're gonna have to go because we're gonna be living vicariously through you, those of us who cannot go, reading your story, reading your report, since you won't retire, we trust you to tell us how things are gonna go. If you had to guess who she would, and you've been covering her career for a while now, if you had to guess who she would be thanking first or who she'd be more grateful to for this success, for this milestone, if you had to handicap her acceptance speech, who do you think is going to be first on the list?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be her grandmother. Her grandmother was very influential in her doing everything she's done in terms of even going into being a mortician. That's what something that she's trying to do. I think she will definitely pay homage. If not first, it'll be definitely close to the top, her grandmother. She talked about her very honestly, very humbly, and it'll be her family she'll talk about first, and then I'm pretty sure she'll thank her college coaches, and she'll talk about, her time with the Lynx. And I think she'll also talk about Simone, because Simone and her, in fact, it wasn't for Simone she wouldn't have came to Minnesota, because she didn't want to play at Chicago anymore. And people forgot that she was probably one of the first stars to force her way out off a team and was willing to sit out until a trade was made. And so she didn't want to stay in Chicago anymore. And Simone heard about that. Simone said, "Can you come to Minnesota?" She said, "Yeah, I'll be glad to come to Minnesota." And she sat out half a season before she made that move. But she told me several times she was willing to sit out. She was willing to wait, and she thought it wasn't ever going to happen because they had made a trade a couple of times and it fell through. And she was willing to sit out, and if that meant not playing anymore, she was willing to do that. She did not want to play in Chicago anymore for whatever reason that she wanted to get out of that situation. And so it was perfect to come to Minnesota. She had the teammates that she wanted to play with, and it obviously worked out for her. She won two championships, and she also won a couple of awards as well. She's just a beautiful person. I can't speak highly of her. Can't speak enough of talking about her, and I'm definitely looking forward to being there. I was there this past induction for Simone and Maya and Taj, so I can't help but be, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be there as well. It's going to be a fun time, and I'm looking forward to it. It'll be after my 70th birthday, so that'll be my post-birthday gift.
See, anybody else turning 70, they collecting their little social security check. They listening to my show. They cross stitching. They fishing. They ice fishing. But you out here traveling all 17 across the states and writing stories like you instead of 70, like you 27.
So see, I didn't do those things. I was 27. That's why I'm doing it now.
You're making up for lost time.
I'm making up
Now,
for lost time.
you got to tell me, because we didn't get to talk about it, that game with the Lynx and the New York Liberty, I swear to you, I will go to my grave saying that they stole it, that the WNBA already had the New York Liberty picked to win. This was good business for them because there was a quote unquote major city that had never won, and they wanted to put a bow on the story of the comeback of the franchise. And they and the refs were doing everything they could to keep our Lynx from winning. I'm gonna go to the grave. In fact, I might have somebody put that on my head. stone. They stole our championship 2024.
Well, if you can remember years ago when they instituted the NBA draft lottery, and who won the first draft lottery pick?
Mm-hmm.
New York Knicks.
New York.
Honestly, when Cheryl Reason get fined for what her outburst after the game, you knew the league realized they made some mistakes. There were several mistakes made in that game. The officiating always been horrible, but that officiating was even more so. And the thing, and I told people, the WNBA do not have professional referees. These are referees that work college games. And so, therefore, they don't understand the pro game in many cases. And until the WNBA upgrades that refereeing pool, you're going to have games like that when they make mistakes and they refuse to overrule it and stuff like that. The phantom foul that happened was not a foul. And you could see that over and over again. You could tell it wasn't a foul. I don't care what angle you looked at, it wasn't a foul. But then if you remember, if you heard what the New York coach said, fake it. Get that call. Okay, so she was doing her job. She told her to go fake a call. Make them make a call. Make them force them to make that call. And they did. Unfortunately, they made the wrong call. But, it might fuel this team to win it next year. I mean, because when you lose that way, almost like when they lost to L.A. years ago, they dedicated their whole season to win that game, to win that title. And that might do that again. That might fuel them, because you can't go away spending the longest offseason in pro sports thinking about that game.
No, you cannot.
And not eating you up inside, because they don't play again until April. So that's a long time to sit there and let that stuff stew and knowing that you had an opportunity to win that game and it was taken away from you. Yeah, it was stolen. It wasn't Al Gore election or the Stacey Abrams election stolen, but it was stolen. And I think the WNBA is going to rule, you know, it's going to take some knocks about that game. But they got what they want. They want New York to win, and now New York won a title. Okay, so yes, move on, and yes, make sure that don't happen again.
Yeah, if it's still upsetting me, I know the players got to be upset, because I didn't come in off the bench not one time, and I'm still steaming about it. Now, you got to tell us this. What are the Lynx going to be doing before you go? Because, just your prediction for next season. Like you said, they've got a long off season, a lot of time to think about it, a lot of time to strategize from the front office to the players. Everybody is getting input. If they called you in the office and said, hey, Uncle Charles, what do we need to do next year to win it all?
Well, you need one more player, one more athletic player that can come off the bench, or not necessarily being a starting line, but come off the bench. You need somebody that can just give them some points right away or in a hurry, those type of things. They need that. I think they got their pieces pretty much in place. Napisha, definitely, if Asia Wilson wouldn't have been in the league, she'd have been MVP, no question about that. She's she won Defensive Player of the Year, rightfully, and you can see how good a player she is. You go, McBride is hopefully will be better than what she was this past year. Hopefully that Courtney Williams will now settle in and be that kind of point guard they really needed from her. Remember, she's a transplanted point guard, so that's not a position she always plays, so you know, she makes some mistakes, so hopefully she'll be able to learn from that as well. They need another athletic player. I don't know if they can get out the draft, but they need another athletic player. And with the expansion draft coming, they're going to lose a player from that when the expansion draft comes up next month. And I don't know the draft, because they draft so late. They draft 11th. I don't know if there's anybody in the draft they can pick up. But there's some free agents out there. There's some, you know, and Minnesota is now proving themselves to be a destination place as opposed to a place you come out to retire, you know, come there to finish your last season there. So I think it's going to be something. But if they call me in, I'll give you half of the consulting fee if they call me in.
I want my 10%. I ain't going to be greedy, but I want my 10%. Uncle Charles Hallman, thank you so much for taking time from the game that you're watching, supporting one of your former students and players to be on the Shaletta Show to give us your expertise about Sweet Seal going into the hall next summer and what these links can do next year to come out on top. Uncle Charles, thank you for being here.
No, thank you for having me. You have a good rest of the day.
All right, and you all stick around. We've got more to come.